Chris, Big, J-Bar, and Jamie are here for some cockamamie. Nonsense and some buffoonery, shenanigans and tomfoolery. So sit back, here we go, it's the world famous Biggs and Barr Show.
Welcome to the show. There's a list here, gentlemen, of harmless conspiracy theories that people think might be true. So harmless ones.
All right.
Like Starbucks baristas are told to misspell customers' names so people post photos on social media of their Starbucks cup.
Doesn't seem out there. Like, why not? Why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah, I mean...
it's like a pretty harmless tactic to get some exposure.
Sure.
But what about all the ones that are spelled correctly?
Well, maybe it's like do one in five. And then you'd have to rely on the people getting the misspelled name to post it, right?
Yeah. Mm.
You don't see everyone's coffee.
No, it's true.
Wouldn't that be awful?
Oh, my God.
Your feed was just filled with people's coffees.
There's people whose feed is all just their food, man.
Yeah.
All right, another one. Your phone's microphone is constantly hot and is listening for keywords to target advertising.
I turned mine off. You can do it in the background. I don't know if you can on your fancy iPhones.
They let you think that, Jason.
Yeah, is that what it is?
That's what I would buy into. I'd be like, hey.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I've read explanations for it, like why certain things.
Why you're talking about a topic and all of a sudden it's all over your phone advertising.
Yeah, but I don't know. A little fishy. Mm. That's when I would be like, yeah, okay, I got you.
Cops go on Waze and leave notes about random police sightings to slow people down.
I mean, that just seems like a smart tactic, to be honest.
I don't think the cops care. I mean, I think people do it to mess with other people.
I would think that more than the cops doing it.
Big Bread paid toaster manufacturers to put in a setting that's too high so people would burn their toast and they'd sell more bread. Again, these are harmless conspiracy theories people think are real. The reason Disney came out with a Frozen, with a franchise called Frozen, was so that when you Google Disney Frozen, you would get information about the movie, not about Walt Disney's body being frozen.
Yeah. Why would anyone care?
It's not a big
Disney's
secret.
Walt Disney's body was frozen.
Lotteries are actually traps for time travelers.
Well, it seems far-fetched.
So, yeah, I don't know. The phone one is the only one I might buy into here.
No, on a real case, and JFK. Like, that one's kind of hard to believe, too.
What?
The JFK conspiracy. There was just one shooter. It was kind of...
That was pretty harmful.
That was harmful.
That was quite harmful, yeah. That one.
Oh, I see. Yeah. But the conspiracy theory. Like, what happened was harmful. Yes, he died. I know that, right?
Well, yeah, but the whole situation is pretty serious. It's not harmless.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, like a lot of people...
The entire country. Pieces of his skull were scattered about.
Yeah.
And then a new president took over and the entire country was in shock.
Yeah.
That wasn't harmless at all.
That was like the opposite of harmless.
I get the event was harmless.
Right.
It was the conspiracy.
Hmm.
See? Man, Big Bread's got you.
Yo, Big Bread's got us.
That's the bread that's done it, is it?
Yeah. Big Bread's got you guys.
Okay.
Harmful crimes. Murder. We didn't talk about murder.
That is a harmful crime. Yes,
it's like the most harmful.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
It's International Axe Throwing Day. We've all been axe throwing. It's fun.
Yeah.
During COVID... I built an axe throwing board at my house.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good for a while. Haven't used it in a few years.
Yeah.
Just keep moving it around so I can cut the grass around it.
We bought the one from Costco for our grandchildren, the plastic one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so how does it work?
Excuse me?
Does it work?
Yeah, it's not bad.
All right.
Yeah, it sticks in there pretty good. You know?
I've been to two different axe throwing places. One was like literal hatchets. And the other were like those axe throwing axe with like the pick on the back too.
Oh yeah,
it's almost cheating.
Okay,
you know once you get the hang of it though, it's a fun.
I have
fun
the small ones. Out. They're very sharp. They're like this big.
And yeah,
they'll get you.
They'll get you
if you're not careful.
Remember, we threw knives too.
Yeah, I've got the knives as well. The knives I have aren't great. Mm.
That's where I got my nickname, Chris Blades.
It's where you called yourself Chris Blades. Yes,
gave yourself.
I was
the nickname.
Really good at knife
that
throwing.
Night. Yes, you were.
What do you mean that night?
Well, you've never done it again, so how do we know?
Why would I have to do it again when I was perfect at it the first time I did it?
Right.
You were pretty good.
You know, just once. You could just hand someone their flowers without
I
being...
I did.
But yeah, no one called you that.
No, you called yourself
that.
Yeah, you say, call me Chris Blades.
You can't give yourself a nickname.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doubting and denying you were good at it. Yeah. Like, you were the best of the bunch.
And then, like, really the next day on the radio, like, you came on. Good. You're like, hey, I'm Chris Blades. And then no one understood. No one. Then you got to tell your story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were like, you might want to explain why you're calling yourself Blades instead of Biggs. But you were a good knife hawker.
Yeah, okay. What do you think, Jamie?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
It's Friday. That's all right. Which means Jamie's got his joke of the week. So,
all right.
Let's see how this goes.
Well, it's like prom season and stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe even a little late for some people's prom, but grad, all that stuff. So a guy asks a girl to go to the dance, and she agrees. So he's like, I got to go rent a suit. So at the rental place, there was a long line.
Yep.
So he waited, and he finally gets his suit. Then he's like, you know what? I'm going to buy her flowers. I'm going to do it right here. So he goes to the flower shop. Flower shop is a long, long line. He waits. And he finally buys the flowers. Okay? He picks up the girl and they go to the dance. Naturally, there's a long line to wait to get into the dance. So they wait, and they get in. Finally, they get into the dance. They're moving, they're grooving. And the guy offers to get the girl a drink. And she asks for a punch. So he goes to the drink table. Yeah, there's no punchline.
All right. Wow. All right.
That's wow. Okay.
All right. All right. You jerk.
But really, there is.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
It is like
the no punchline is.
Yeah.
Do you get it, Jason? There's no.
Yeah.
I get it.
There's no line for punch. Yeah. No punchline.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know if it was good or not, but like the punch.
According to the texting, that was so bad, Jamie.
Oh, of course.
What the hell? Oh, Matt liked it. Okay. He laughed.
Waiting for Allison to chime in. She chimes in every week.
Oh, that's, she's a big fan.
Yeah. Oh, no. Sometimes. Oh, okay. No, she's about as honest,
she's honest
as it gets.
Yeah, she's honest.
But sometimes she doesn't get them either. So, and we've had discussions over the texting line here.
I think she's given up on you. Yeah, she's not texting at all.
Yeah, not texting. Or she's laughing so hard.
Yeah. Or she just turned the radio off.
Yeah.
Which, well, I would have done, but I'm here, so I can't.
He can't.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, wow.
It's a minus two. Says it's a minus two.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Minus two out of 10. Yeah. Chris got it.
Well, we all got it.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
So we got this amazing call yesterday that we played, okay?
Hey, wondering if you could do me a very large favor. As a matter of fact, it'd be a favor for everybody that's on the road right now. Slow the hell down. I've only been on this freaking highway for 30 minutes and already three people have already freaking rear-ended me. Why? Slow down, you typical Ottawa piece of shit.
Whoa. So, yeah, then we discussed.
I was rear-ended three times.
Three times already in 30 minutes,
which
Jason.
Which seems excessive.
Yeah, so what a bad day this guy's having. My goodness. Rear-ended three times in one morning.
Three times.
Yeah.
So then that obviously spawned this Dougie call here.
What is wrong with these Ottawa drivers? They're so slow. I mean, in the last 10 minutes, I've rear-ended 19 people. What is going on, people? Oh.
That is something.
Whoa, man.
You got it.
That's a busy morning.
That is a busy morning.
Yeah. Yeah, you keep those coming in. Tell us how many times you've been rear-ended this morning.
Yeah.
In this Mad Max universe you've all slid into.
What is just happening?
Just crashing.
No one even stopping afterwards.
Just going.
Move it on.
Laws of the jungle out there.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
A special contest here for Father's Day. We're calling it Call Him Daddy. And we'll just explain it to our first contestant, shall we? Mm. Just do that. Hello.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Alex.
Okay, Alex. You can reach your dad on your phone?
I most likely can. He's an early riser.
Okay. Do you know how to do call him by with not hanging up on us, though, and then joining the call?
I think I can.
Okay. So we're calling this contest Call Him Daddy. So you're going to call your father, and you're going to say, hello, Daddy. And every time you can call him Daddy without him reacting, you'll get $100.
Okay.
So try and call him right now. We'll
stay here.
Yeah. You got 2 minutes to get it done.
Good morning, Daddy.
Okay. Good morning, son.
How are you now?
I'm okay. Yourself?
Not too bad, Daddy. What are you up to today?
Not much. Going to the game with Mats tonight.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. A little Red Blacks action.
Yes, sir. Yourself?
Just gotten into work there.
There you go.
Had a late night last night. Had a golf tournament and then enjoyed a couple of cold bevies.
There you go.
Yeah, it was pretty good, Daddy.
Yeah.
So, Red Black tonight. That's cool. That's cool.
Besides that, not much.
You out walking?
Yeah.
Keeping yourself healthy, Dad?
Yeah.
Trying to.
Perfect. Yeah, it was a hell of a game last night.
Yeah, it was not a first period, but hey, nice of them to come back.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
J'ai bien l'impression que c'est lui qui va commencer la prochaine game.
I think so, Daddy.
I think so, too. Did it pick up at work or not really?
Steady.
That's good.
Yep.
All right. Your job's up, man. We'll give you $500. We'll give you $500. Hey, Dad.
Hello.
Hi, right, it's the Biggs and Bar Show. You're on the radio. We're trying to see how many times your son could call you Daddy without you asking him why. But you were
you're a good sport.
Yeah, you're a good sport, and you switched the language on us. So we, but you won him $500. So
hey.
Yeah, good dad. Good dad right there.
Daddy. Good daddy.
Not questioning his son at all.
He's a good daddy.
He laughed a little off the hop.
He did.
Oh, got some awkward conversation.
That was great. Because it takes you out of your natural flow, so you just always think about how to work in daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
You want to reach us, very easy to do so. Just call 613-216-3849 or text Dougie to 762-555.
I find it incredibly weird when people have social media accounts and it's just their children. And, like, there's millions of views. Like, they're making money off their children on social media. Like, just posting up their kids to the world to see. Like, I don't know. I think that's weird as Like, I got every single photo private for, like, sometimes not even my friends of my children on my Facebook and stuff. Like, I just, that's a whole nother level, man. Making money off your kids. I mean, I might try, I guess. I don't know.
He's at a loss.
Yeah, you got to make him useful for something, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's good to be useful.
Now, social media at its core, maybe not at its core, its new core, is for attention. You know what I mean? And what garners more attention than your kids?
Sure.
People love, like, some people, their entire feed is just their children. Mm-hmm. Like, just their children.
I'm more apt to look at people's puppies.
Yes, I know.
Their dogs rather than their kids. I see people with their kids, and I'm like, ugh.
I saw a comedian who said, you want to test the people, if anyone's actually watching. Like, they love when people put up, like, a video of their kids, and everyone's commenting, oh, look how nice, It's like, a minute into your video, even 30 seconds, embed, like, a horrendous message.
Yeah.
Like, just cut it and see if one person ever comments on it. He's like, no one does. Because no one watches your videos. They just comment.
They see it. Yeah.
They just comment because they want their moment where they're like, oh, look, he likes me.
Yeah.
No one actually cares about your kids.
No one does. Do you care about posting about your children. Do you care about other people's kids? No. So why would you think everyone's going to care about yours? My God.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
We're doing a little something special for Father's Day instead of our normal circle time. We're just going to keep our contest going because we had some money left over. We're calling it Call Him Daddy. And we'll just explain it to Melanie, right? We have Melanie on the phone. We'll just explain it to her as we go. So, hey, Mel, how you doing?
Good morning.
So, do you know how to call your father on your phone but not hang up on us and keep us on the line? Do you know how to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So, in a moment, we're going to ask you to do that, and then you have to call him Daddy as many times, well, up to five times. We've already given away $500. So you have five. I mean, you can call him up to Daddy five times without him reacting. He can laugh a bit, but if he does anything more than that, it stops.
All right.
So call him now and start calling him.
Yeah,
Daddy.
Don't tell him you're on the radio.
Yeah, and don't tell him you're not here, obviously.
You know what? He might be listening.
Just pretend we're not here.
Hello? Oh, I'm looking for Daddy. Well, he's washing dishes. Oh, put on the phone.
Okay, hang on a second. Here.
Hello?
Hello, Daddy.
What's up?
What are you doing?
This is...
Well, listen, I know it's Daddy's Day soon.
Yeah.
So we got something planned for you. And I was wondering what's the best time to hand that over to you to celebrate you being our favorite daddy.
Well, we are getting together on Father's Day.
Yeah, but it has to be just us. It can't be with everybody else.
Well, we can do something tomorrow if you want.
Tomorrow that I could come see my daddy. Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Well, I work till 5, so I don't know.
What a day.
All right, maybe we'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right. I love you, Daddy.
We can do something on Monday, too, if you want.
All right. Yeah, that was 5 times. Right. That was 5 times. Congratulations. Yeah. Hey, Dad. It's the Biggs and Barr Show from Shea 106. Your daughter was supposed to call you and say daddy as many times as possible without you reacting.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. And
what's that in the background?
It's the Biggs and Barr Show.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, Daddy.
Yeah. Congratulations. You got $500, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
This is noise right here. So.
Okay. He's such a dad. Yeah. He's being such a dad right now.
Your dad is a dad.
Hang on.
We'll get some information from you.
We learned something this morning.
Uh-huh.
Far easier for a girl to call her father daddy and him not even flinch than a son.
So yes.
We will... If we do this again next year, we will adjust it accordingly.
Dad wasn't phased at all.
What a dad. What's that noise? What's happened? Still no idea what's going on.
You talking to me? Slightly irritated that he was interrupted doing the dishes.
Yeah. We already made plans. What are you calling me to change plans?
Father's Day.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You want to reach us, 613-216-3849. Text Dougie to 762-555. Leave us a message. We play them twice a morning. James, what do you got?
Yeah, fellas got something to say.
Boys, it's been a crazy week. I've had to work my ass off to try to get off on Friday because I've finally been able to receive a check from my ex-company that owed me money for 2 years. Job I had to get done, said it could be done, finally got it done. Now I got tomorrow off. It's been a crazy day. The heat has been unbearable. But I got a question to ask. Have you guys ever had a shirt that just always gives you attention? You can wear it in any situation. And it's, people always give you compliments on it. It's just one of those shirts that always gets attention. Have you guys ever had that?
Yeah, I got my dragon and tiger shirt. I wear it quite often.
Yeah.
I don't know. My Macho Man shirt where he's holding up a creamer and it says the cream of the crop, but it says Macho Man inside the Wu-Tang logo and the cream is like
casually
around me like a Wu-Tang cover. Yeah, that one always gets a little nod if I wear it out in public.
I used to wear a lot of graphic tees.
Yes, right.
A few of those would get attention. But yeah, I don't know. Besides those, nothing that like sticks out in my head at getting more or less than, you know, you wear a shirt with a big picture on it. If the picture's interesting, people will be interested. But that's, I mean, whenever I used to get dressed up, people would be like over the top. Like, whoa, look at that. Oh, hey, yeah.
Because they're used to seeing you in...
I don't you clean up well. Yeah, of course. Of course, idiot. Like, I just don't need to wear a suit every day to work.
Yeah, of course, idiot.
Well, I'm not a moron. I know how to put a suit on.
Oh, I see.
Shave. People are always shocked when you don't do it, when you don't have to do it every day.
Yeah.
You look at you clean up well. Yeah.
All right, we got more Dougie.
So I'm just sitting here chilling, and I thought my house was pretty quiet. And then the power went out. And you think your house is quiet. When the power goes out, you really realize how loud the ambient noise in your house is. There's so many things going. Fridge. I have an aquarium, so that thing's pretty loud. But you kind of drown it out because you get used to it. But then when the power goes out, you actually have a quiet house. Kind of nice.
Yeah, it's great. I don't like it. I love it. Just too silent. I don't know why.
when the whole world was quiet, the power went out for like 2-3 days there, whatever, 10 years ago, however long that was, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, like
maybe more 20, than 50 years
20
ago.
Some odd years ago.
Was it 20 years ago now? That's how long?
20 some odd years ago, probably.
It was like 2001 or 2 or something like that. 3 maybe.
Yeah, 3 or 4.
Yeah. Anyways, that was nice.
Early 2000.
That was kind of neat. That because it was a special like event.
Everybody was outside walking around.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of stars. But I don't like when the power goes out at home. It's just.
Well,
I don't like when the power goes out.
No.
Because I like to have power. But I do like how quiet it is.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Has the power gone out ever since you spent all that money on that generator?
Nope.
Oh, not
it
one time.
It will never go out again.
That's
at my house.
I mean, kind of worth the money then.
Yeah, I guess. If you look at it that way, I mean, I'm
trying to, you know, spin it positively rather than you spending thousands and thousands of dollars on something you'll never actually use.
Power went out every week until we got it.
Like, you wouldn't have got it if the power wasn't going out so frequently.
Like, for so long. Like, our neighbor would take days when the power goes out. So, here we are.
I have one more Dougie here for Jason. Sure.
My beautiful wife, Julie's birthday is Friday. She's your biggest fan. She buys me all your beers when you get out there, and I was hoping you could give her a happy birthday shout-out. Love you, Julie. Thanks. Bye.
I forgot it was birthday Friday because we haven't been getting many submissions for that. So happy birthday, Julie.
Happy birthday, Julie!
For birthday Friday.
I'm going to try to do the generator tactic.
I
really like something, we'll stop doing it. Happy birthday, Julie! Thanks for the support!
Yeah.
Buying all them beers. Thanks.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Getting any texts for birthday Friday, Jason?
Not yet.
You know.
Happy birthday.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
So I was on Reddit.
Yeah.
And I saw a question and it said, what would you do if you could be invisible for a day?
Okay. Right.
And the most selfless person stepped up with this comment. Said, I'd go to Paris and beat up a mime. The round of applause he'd receive from his audience would be incredible.
Well, that's true, though.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's so good.
Like,
you know? Anyway, so just...
Yeah.
I started to think, like, what would I do if I was... I'm like, that's pretty awesome. I don't know if I could top that guy's answer.
Like, you wouldn't have to pay for it, right? You would just go to the airport, walk on a plane, just stand around. You might not be able to sit, right? But...
And you're right. So you still have your own mass, right?
Yeah.
So if you were to jump in a pool, someone would see a splash.
A splash, yeah. That would freak them out.
Yeah.
It would be fun to be invisible, though.
It would be for a little bit. What would you rather be for a day? Invisible or able to fly?
Invisible.
Yeah, invisible, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Like flying school, too.
Yeah,
like imagine being a bird.
Steal stuff.
Yeah, bird, you got no hands, though.
Problem with invisible and stealing stuff, people can still see the stuff.
The stuff, that's the thing.
You know what I mean? Like people think you just, unless you want to tuck it inside you, does it become invisible then too, or can you still see it inside you?
I see.
Like if you put it in your human pocket?
Well, you want to steal some diamonds and swallow them, and you still see the diamonds in your stomach.
I see.
Or what if you just like shove them in your armpit?
Yeah, that's what I.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know the rules of invisibility.
Because they're not part of you originally.
Right.
5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right. Win $1,000.
Otto, what?
On a Biggs and Barr Show.
30 seconds, 5 questions. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that can win you up to $1,000.
We have Amanda on the phone.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, guys.
How's the morning?
Busy.
Yep.
Busy, eh?
Yep. Well, thanks for squeezing us in. Are you ready to go? You know what you're doing?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. Vicks VapoRub was invented by a man from what U.S. state?
North Carolina.
What Ontario town has tens of thousands of motorcycles descend on it every Friday the 13th?
Oh, pass.
Commonwealth Stadium is found in what Canadian city? In the show Home Improvement, what was the name of Tim the Tool Man Taylor's neighbor?
Wilson.
What is more annoying, the neighbor whose grass is immaculate or the neighbor who cuts his grass once in May and then once in September?
Once in May and once in September.
All right, let's go over your answers. What's more annoying, the neighbor whose grass is immaculate or the neighbor whose grass who cuts his grass once in May and once in September? You said May, September guy. That's what the answer is. Both are annoying for different reasons.
Yeah.
And the home show Home Improvement. What was the name of Tim the Toolman Taylor's neighbor? You said Wilson. That's correct.
Tim Allen, 72 today.
Is he really?
Yes.
Wow.
72.
Commonwealth Stadium is found in what Canadian city? You had no idea. Edmonton.
Edmonton.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Oh, should have said it. Should have said it. What Ontario town is tens of thousands of motorcycles descend on it every Friday the 13th? You again had no idea. Port Dover.
Port Dover.
A big place to gather for that. And Vicks VapoRub was invented by a man from what U.S. state? You did know it was North Carolina.
Heading down south to the land of the pines and thumbing my way into North Carolina.
No victory.
Nope. Too bad.
But new friends made.
I don't know. I'm trying to find a silver lining. Yeah.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday. Good luck with the best of your busy rest of your busy morning.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Okay.
See you, buddy. See you, Amanda.
Hey, gents.
Yes.
There is a classic comedy. A classic comedy that just announced that there's a sequel coming.
Yes.
And the internet lost its mind.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Once an hour, we each find a story that caught our attention and we share.
I can go first.
All right, Jason.
Well, today is Friday the 13th.
It is.
And it will be the only Friday the 13th of 2025.
Ah, wow.
Some people have superstitions about it, etc. But if you want some actual facts about Friday the 13th.
Yeah, sure.
A month has a Friday the 13th only if the month begins on a Sunday.
Okay.
So that only happens once this year. The next one will be the 13th of February next year. So the in 2026, we'll have three Friday the 13th.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a busy one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Men are twice as likely as women to believe that Friday the 13th is unlucky, which I find unusual because men are usually more logical.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. That's a fair statement.
16% of men surveyed said they're very superstitious compared with just 2% of women.
Oh.
Was Friday the 13th, was Jason Voorhees born on Friday the 13th?
Oh, I don't know if he's born on it.
Or he died. One of them.
He drowned,
maybe. Someone texted in, happy birthday, Jason Voorhees, because it's birthday Fridays today. But,
we don't know that, right?
It was also Judy's birthday this week.
Oh, okay.
Just to let you know.
Birthday Friday.
Birthday Fridays.
Come on.
You all right?
I was trying to search.
It was. June 13th.
Oh, he was. Okay.
Well, I'm guessing it was a Friday.
His birthday or his death day? Was it the day he drowned in the lake, or was it the day
date of birth was today?
Okay.
June 13th, 1946. Was it a Friday? I don't know.
So he was just born on the 13th?
On the 13th.
Okay.
Must have been.
But what does his birthday have to do with all the murdering?
This is a good name for a movie.
Yeah, I guess so. 13th
was also, you know, superstitious.
Okay.
Anyway.
Stop overthinking it, Chris.
Probably a little. Probably a little there, Christopher.
A little. Speaking of movies, there was an announcement yesterday that's got a lot of people pumped. If you're a fan of the classic slapstick comedy sort of silliness.
Yeah, so
that was Spaceballs.
Of course.
Spaceballs 2 is coming.
No, that's the sequel we are all waiting for.
The Schwartz Awakens. They're saying for 2027. Now, the big news really is that Rick Moranis is going to be in it again, and he hasn't done a movie basically since
30 years.
30 years,
his first role.
So I think that's what more people are excited about.
Okay.
I mean, Spaceball's coming back. Some classic lines from the first one for that era of comedy.
Now, Mel Brooks, who I didn't know was still alive.
Yeah,
he's not dead. No, he's not dead. Alive. He actually looks quite like a healthy older man. He kind of looked.
He had died years ago.
He was quoted. He said, you know, the fans asked, like we asked the fans what they wanted or something.
What do the fans want? But instead, we're making this movie.
Yeah, classic Mel Brooks kind of line.
Yeah. It'll be bad.
Yeah.
Like the first one. I was never into it. Like
what?
You like the first one?
I don't really remember it.
Classic.
Oh yeah.
Just remember it being kind of dumb.
And,
oh yeah.
Of course it's dumb. It's a Mel Brooks comedy. No, but they're all dumb.
Like I never really. I don't know. I guess I didn't get it.
I am your father's brother's cousin's
former roommate or whatever.
There's some really terrible cheesy stuff. But that's what he does. He makes cheesy, tedious
comedies.
Corny comedy. But I think it's the Rick Moranis announcement that kind of took over the story because people are pumped to see him coming back.
It doesn't matter. They're in the tease, like they did the scroll up, like how they did Star Wars.
The forever scroll.
It says all the things that have happened in the last 30 years.
How many different movies? Like 27 Star Wars movies. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, Father's Day, Sunday, obviously. And dad jokes, people love them. So there's a question here. It says, what joke will your dad just not let go?
Okay.
So like when someone goes to take a shower, they say, hey, make sure you put it back when you're done.
I see.
I guess. The water? Or your dinky, I don't know.
Your dinky?
I don't know. You're asking the questions.
Take
I don't really
a shower.
Know. Yeah, yeah.
So why'd you use an example you don't understand?
When you're going to take a shower, you put the water back, I guess, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, my dad's got the classic, hey, when we're driving and just say, hey.
Right.
We're like, what? Hey. That's it. I'm like, what? He's like, hey. And he points at a bale of hay.
Yeah, my dad, like everyone's dad, I think, would say, when I'm hungry. Oh, hi, hungry. Pleased to meet you. Yeah. Hungry. Yeah. I'm dad.
We still use that.
Yeah, the way you do.
I have adopted the, guess we're going to have to cut it off. My children are young enough to be like,
injured.
No!
Yeah, that one.
And she bonked her head the other day. It's like, ooh, guess we'll have to cut it off. No!
We gotta go to the hospital. Yeah. Get him in the car, go to the hospital.
Dad, can you make me breakfast? Abracadabra, your breakfast. Like, those ridiculous things. Yeah. You have holes in your socks? No. Then how do you put them on?
Yeah. Speaking of lame comedy, Jason.
Dad jokes.
Right up there. If you got a classic, text it to us, 762-555.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
That's it for us today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Always appreciate it. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
I noticed nobody got us anything for Father's Day. Didn't send it over. We're all fathers.
So you want people who aren't our children to give us things for Father's Day? You're hoping?
Yeah, I guess. Breakfast sandwich or something.
Yeah, it's all.
I wasn't going to ask for a car or a boat.
Just to... You know. A ham or a bacon and egg or whatever.
Nice cruller.
Yeah. It's a ham and eye.
What
did you say?
I was going to say a ham and egg. I realized that's not a sandwich.
Ham and
eye.
I see.
I just bailed on it halfway
through. You can put ham on it if you want. I wouldn't be mad at ham.
I think you can put a ham on anything if you want.
Pretty much.
It works.
Get a nice ham cutter. I like a nice ham cutter.
What is that?
It's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich with ham on it.
There's basically ham on a bun.
Just call a ham cutter.
I think so.
As opposed to a ham sandwich.
But you have to say A-H at the end. It's a ham cutter. It's more like down south.
South?
Caribbean, I think.
Oh, that's south.
Or Caribbean. Do you say Caribbean or do you say Caribbean?
I like to say Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Yeah.
You say Pirates of the Caribbean, not Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yep.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's what I say.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm not mad at you for saying it the other way.
I don't know if I say it that way, though, if I'm just saying it opposite, because that's, I don't know. Hey, you want to take a vacation to the Caribbean? I probably would say Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. That's what it's supposed to be.
As opposed to a carabiner.
Yeah.
That is different.
Just guys who steal carabiners?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pirates of the Caribbeaners. No, they're just really good rock climbers and also pirates.
They just never fall off their boat. Because they're always
locked on.
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy like Sports Fest this weekend here in town. Red Blacks tonight, Blackjacks, Titans, Rapid, Atletico, Ottawa.
Weather's going to be great this weekend.
Yeah, nice.
It's supposed to warm up a bit, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be like sunny and 20. It's be your weather, Jamie.
Oh, that's nice.
23 on Saturday, 23 on Sunday.
Perfect. The last 3 days.
Down to like 11 at night. Good for you to open a window and get a good sleep on, laying all spread eagle naked in your bed.
I don't think he does anymore. He's got two little girls
running
around his house.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
It ruined everything. Sorry, it's a bit harsh. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, thanks.
The Biggs and Barr Show.